Sam Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette. A four-day ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war is holding for now. Reporter Linda Gradstein with What's Next.
The ceasefire took root at 7 a.m. Israel time, and Israelis are waiting for the first group of hostages to be freed. Israeli officials warn they may face health complications and say they will be brought to medical facilities where they will be reunited with their families. Israel has said it will release 150 Palestinian prisoners, and the deal of hostages for prisoners could be extended.
Critically needed humanitarian aid is starting to flow into Gaza. 200 trucks are expected to arrive from Egypt every day. Saudi royal court advisor Abdullah bin al-Rabia describes some of what's on the way.
We have launched 326 trucks full of food, nutrition for children, shelter, including tents and personal items, medications and medical supplies, and 20 ambulances.
It's Black Friday, the traditional start of the holiday shopping season, though these days, it's not what it used to be.
What with shopping by keystroke and other changes in buying habits, the Friday after Thanksgiving is not as much a thing now as it used to be. Remember doorbusters? Well, not as many doors being busted.
Black Friday is definitely not Black Friday anymore. People have gotten used to the idea of shopping online, not just going to a store. And so the experience now is that we shop over the period of several weeks. We don't just do it on Friday.
CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur. Tom Foti, CBS News.
The next breakthrough in emergency medicine could be the use of drones. CBS News correspondent Michael George explains.
A new study published in The Lancet Digital Health finds drones deliver life-saving equipment to patients with suspected cardiac arrest faster than ambulances. Researchers in Sweden have been testing the theory since 2020 and found drones equipped with automated external defibrillators were on site about 3 minutes prior to ambulances and could be used day or night throughout the year.
Police are still working to determine what happened to cause a car crash at the Niagara Falls border crossing Wednesday, sparking fears of terrorism. A married couple was killed. News Nation and WIVB-TV reporter Patrick Ryan.
Sources tell us the Grand Island couple was traveling in a Bentley to a concert in Toronto after leaving a casino when the crash happened. Investigators continue to sift through their findings. It remains unknown what exactly caused the crash.
Right now, U.S. stock futures are mixed. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on The Shaw.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The gun deer season in Wisconsin is heading into its final weekend. A proposed bill in the state legislature aims to curb the spread of chronic wasting disease. Democratic Representative Katrina Shankland is proposing $2 million for carcass disposal sites and $100,000 to teach hunters about the brain wasting disease and why it's important to dispose of carcasses properly. Today's a big day in Greendale. The high school band is marching in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. The Greendale Band is one of just six high school bands from around the country to have the honor this year. It's the second time the Marching Panthers are appearing in the Macy's Parade. The last time was in 2016. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers beat the Lions on Thanksgiving Day. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers with a 29-22 win over the Lions. Detroit now 0-7 at home here on Thanksgiving Day. The game starting off with a deep pass from Jordan Love to Christian Watson for 53 yards, setting up the Packers' first touchdown.
Something we put in this week that, you know, we thought was going to work, and we were confident in it, and came out, you know, obviously put the ball up there, and Christian went up there and made a great catch.
Head coach Matt LaFleur said he almost canceled that play.
It was one of those deals. Matter of fact, I almost changed that first play call. I was kind of mulling it over quite a bit, and I texted Jordan this morning and told him I was going to change it to something else, and he said he wanted this call, so I said okay.
I asked Watson if he knew that play was almost canceled. Instead, he says he has to take the pressure off his quarterback.
So, you know, when stuff, you know, isn't going our way as a team and it's all getting thrown on Jordan, you know, I'm trying to, you know, find ways to, you know, take that off of him.
With sports from Ford Field in Detroit, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
31 today, under partly cloudy skies, north winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, 21. Tomorrow, high of 34. About an inch of snow Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund, and I'm talking with Brett Uhlberg, owner of Robert Hack Diamonds. Brett, I hear you pay cash for gold.
Not only gold, but silver, diamonds, and any form like jewelry, teeth, coins, flatware.
Why should I sell you my gold?
Why not? Our store is the only store that recommends you shop around before you sell. This way you know you're getting the most money. But if Robert Hack Diamonds can't beat a competitor's offer on your scrap gold, we'll give you $20 just for letting us try.
Hey, what if I'm shy?
You? Well, at Robert Hack Diamonds, we sit with you at a table. We go through your items and make you an offer. You're not pressured, and we offer more on jewelry that we can resell.
Can I trade my gold for a new piece of jewelry?
Of course you can, and not only that, we can custom make a piece of jewelry using your gold and gems.
Hey, there you have it, folks. Sell your gold to my friends at Robert Hack Diamonds. Visit them on 76th and Layton in Greenfield. Robert Hack Diamonds, where they want your business.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Special Report. Israel is eagerly awaiting the expected release of 13 hostages in as little as half an hour. For now, a four-day ceasefire is holding. This is the first group of hostages out of 50 who are expected to be released as part of an agreement between Israel and Hamas. CBS News correspondent Natalie Brand.
The White House expects at least three Americans to be released as part of the deal, including Abigail Moore Adan, who turns 4 years old on Friday.
39 Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released. The BBC's Yolan Nell from Jerusalem.
We're expecting to see Palestinian prisoners, the first batch released from Israeli prisons. Many of these are people who come from the occupied West Bank and from East Jerusalem, so we'll see them returning to their homes there.
A Palestinian official says the prisoners are a mix of women and teenage boys. CBS News Special Report, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A fugitive is now formally charged with the death of his 12-year-old son, whose decomposing body was found in a home in Milwaukee last month. The Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office filed reckless homicide charges this week against Romuan Moy. No one is sure exactly when Jackery Robinson died or how. Meanwhile, Moy is on the run and there's a warrant out for his arrest. Prosecutors in Wisconsin may Sunday get more time to file sexual assault charges. Republican Senator Andre Jock is introducing a bill to extend the statute of limitations for sex crimes in Wisconsin from 10 years to 20. Jock says prosecutors in other states have 20 years to press sexual assault charges. A similar bill passed the state Senate last year but stalled in the Assembly. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Roll into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
31 today, under partly cloudy skies, north winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, 21. Tomorrow, high of 34. About an inch of snow Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic...
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Then you can decide if you want a deal or no deal. Robert Hack Diamonds can also convert your old jewelry into something new or trade in your outdated pieces for something new and exciting. Many people inherit jewelry that might not be your taste, but you are sentimental. Why not have Robert Hack Diamonds take the golden gems and create something for you? So many options at Robert Hack Diamonds. Again, Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield just east of Moreland on Greenland Avenue or 76 in Layton, right on the corner in Greenfield. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Roll into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The release of the first 13 Israeli hostages who are part of a ceasefire agreement is expected in about 2 hours. There are no reports of fighting since the pause went into effect 7 hours ago. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
As the ceasefire took hold, Israel allowed 2 large tankers of fuel and 2 of cooking gas into Gaza. In Israel, the entire country was eagerly awaiting the release of the first group of 13 hostages, all women and children, that Hamas has agreed to free. Public health official Dr. Chai Levine says some of the hostages had prior health conditions.
We don't know. We need to be prepared to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
The hostages will be taken to hospitals where they will reunite with their families. Linda Gradstein, CBS News, Jerusalem.
39 Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab from East Jerusalem.
The plight of prisoners is a deeply emotive issue for Palestinians. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Society, at least 4 in 10 Palestinian men will spend at least some of their life in Israeli jails.
Police blame far-right agitators for riots in Dublin. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more on the violence.
Stores were looted and public buses, a tram and police vehicles were set alight as spontaneous protests erupted after 3 small children and a carer were injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Police Commissioner Drew Harris condemned last night's violence.
We have a complete lunatic hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology.
The knife attacker, a man in his 50s, was hospitalized with what police believe were self-inflicted wounds. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius was just granted parole after almost 10 years in a South African prison for killing his girlfriend. An unidentified woman has filed a multi-million dollar civil lawsuit against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, alleging a sexual assault 30 years ago. He denies the allegation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen. I don't even recall who this person is. I've never recalled even meeting them. And, you know, I spent my life protecting people.
It is Black Friday, not as big a day for shopping sprees as it used to be, but still significant for retailers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Black Friday should exceed about 10 billion. Small Business Saturday the following day will be about the same, but Cyber Monday will be the biggest day of them all, with sales exceeding $12 to $13 billion at retail.
The markets are open for a half day of trading. Right now, U.S. stock futures are mixed. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Roll into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The release of the first 13 Israeli hostages who are part of a ceasefire agreement is expected in about 2 hours. There are no reports of fighting since the pause went into effect 7 hours ago. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
As the ceasefire took hold, Israel allowed 2 large tankers of fuel and 2 of cooking gas into Gaza. In Israel, the entire country was eagerly awaiting the release of the first group of 13 hostages, all women and children, that Hamas has agreed to free. Public health official Dr. Chai Levine says some of the hostages had prior health conditions.
We don't know. We need to be prepared to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
The hostages will be taken to hospitals where they will reunite with their families. Linda Gradstein, CBS News, Jerusalem.
39 Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab from East Jerusalem.
Flight of prisoners is a deeply emotive issue for Palestinians. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Society, at least 4 in 10 Palestinian men will spend at least some of their life in Israeli jails.
Police blame far-right agitators for riots in Dublin. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more on the violence.
Stores were looted on public buses, a tram, and police vehicles were set alight as spontaneous protests erupted after 3 small children and a carer were injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Police Commissioner Drew Harris condemned last night's violence.
We have a complete lunatic hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology.
The knife attacker, a man in his 50s, was hospitalized with what police believe were self-inflicted wounds. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius was just granted parole after almost 10 years in a South African prison for killing his girlfriend. An unidentified woman has filed a multi-million dollar civil lawsuit against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, alleging a sexual assault 30 years ago. He denies the allegation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen. I don't even recall who this person is. I've never recalled even meeting them. And, you know, I spent my life protecting people.
It is Black Friday, not as big a day for shopping sprees as it used to be, but still significant for retailers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Black Friday should exceed about 10 billion. Small Business Saturday, the following day, will be about the same. But Cyber Monday will be the biggest day of them all, with sales exceeding $12 to $13 billion at retail.
The markets are open for a half day of trading right now. U.S. stock futures are mixed. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Roll into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The release of the first 13 Israeli hostages who are part of a ceasefire agreement is expected in about 2 hours. There are no reports of fighting since the pause went into effect 7 hours ago. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
As the ceasefire took hold, Israel allowed 2 large tankers of fuel and 2 of cooking gas into Gaza. In Israel, the entire country was eagerly awaiting the release of the first group of 13 hostages, all women and children, that Hamas has agreed to free. Public health official Dr. Chai Levine says some of the hostages had prior health conditions.
We don't know. We need to be prepared to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
The hostages will be taken to hospitals where they will reunite with their families. Linda Gradstein, CBS News, Jerusalem.
39 Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab from East Jerusalem.
Flight of prisoners is a deeply emotive issue for Palestinians. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Society, at least 4 in 10 Palestinian men will spend at least some of their life in Israeli jails.
Police blame far-right agitators for riots in Dublin. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more on the violence.
Stores were looted on public buses, a tram, and police vehicles were set alight as spontaneous protests erupted after 3 small children and a carer were injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Police Commissioner Drew Harris condemned last night's violence.
We have a complete lunatic hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology.
The knife attacker, a man in his 50s, was hospitalized with what police believe were self-inflicted wounds. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius was just granted parole after almost 10 years in a South African prison for killing his girlfriend. An unidentified woman has filed a multi-million-dollar civil lawsuit against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, alleging a sexual assault 30 years ago. He denies the allegation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen. I don't even recall who this person is. I've never recalled even meeting them. And, you know, I spent my life protecting people.
It is Black Friday, not as big a day for shopping sprees as it used to be, but still significant for retailers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Black Friday should exceed about 10 billion. Small Business Saturday the following day will be about the same, but Cyber Monday will be the biggest day of them all, with sales exceeding $12 to $13 billion at retail.
The markets are open for a half day of trading right now. U.S. stock futures are mixed. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Roll into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The release of the first 13 Israeli hostages who are part of a ceasefire agreement is expected in about 2 hours. There are no reports of fighting since the pause went into effect 7 hours ago. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
As the ceasefire took hold, Israel allowed 2 large tankers of fuel and 2 of cooking gas into Gaza. In Israel, the entire country was eagerly awaiting the release of the first group of 13 hostages, all women and children, that Hamas has agreed to free. Public health official Dr. Chai Levine says some of the hostages had prior health conditions.
We don't know. We need to be prepared to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
The hostages will be taken to hospitals where they will reunite with their families. Linda Gradstein, CBS News, Jerusalem.
39 Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab from East Jerusalem.
The plight of prisoners is a deeply emotive issue for Palestinians. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Society, at least 4 in 10 Palestinian men will spend at least some of their life in Israeli jails.
Police blame far-right agitators for riots in Dublin. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more on the violence.
Stores were looted on public buses, a tram, and police vehicles were set alight as spontaneous protests erupted after 3 small children and a carer were injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Police Commissioner Drew Harris condemned last night's violence.
We have a complete lunatic hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology.
The knife attacker, a man in his 50s, was hospitalized with what police believe were self-inflicted wounds. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius was just granted parole after almost 10 years in a South African prison for killing his girlfriend. An unidentified woman has filed a multi-million-dollar civil lawsuit against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, alleging a sexual assault 30 years ago. He denies the allegation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen. I don't even recall who this person is. I've never recalled even meeting them. And, you know, I spent my life protecting people.
It is Black Friday, not as big a day for shopping sprees as it used to be, but still significant for retailers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Black Friday should exceed about 10 billion. Small Business Saturday the following day will be about the same, but Cyber Monday will be the biggest day of them all, with sales exceeding $12 to $13 billion at retail.
The markets are open for a half day of trading. Right now, U.S. stock futures are mixed. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
the Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Roll into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The release of the first 13 Israeli hostages who are part of a ceasefire agreement is expected in about 2 hours. There are no reports of fighting since the pause went into effect 7 hours ago. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
As the ceasefire took hold, Israel allowed 2 large tankers of fuel and 2 of cooking gas into Gaza. In Israel, the entire country was eagerly awaiting the release of the first group of 13 hostages, all women and children, that Hamas has agreed to free. Public health official Dr. Chai Levine says some of the hostages had prior health conditions.
We don't know. We need to be prepared to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
The hostages will be taken to hospitals where they will reunite with their families. Linda Gradstein, CBS News, Jerusalem.
39 Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab from East Jerusalem.
The plight of prisoners is a deeply emotive issue for Palestinians. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Society, at least 4 in 10 Palestinian men will spend at least some of their life in Israeli jails.
Police blame far-right agitators for riots in Dublin. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more on the violence.
Stores were looted and public buses, a tram and police vehicles were set alight as spontaneous protests erupted after 3 small children and a carer were injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Police Commissioner Drew Harris condemned last night's violence.
We have a complete lunatic hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology.
The knife attacker, a man in his 50s, was hospitalized with what police believe were self-inflicted wounds. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius was just granted parole after almost 10 years in a South African prison for killing his girlfriend. An unidentified woman has filed a multi-million dollar civil lawsuit against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, alleging a sexual assault 30 years ago. He denies the allegation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen. I don't even recall who this person is. I've never recalled even meeting them. And, you know, I spent my life protecting people.
It is Black Friday, not as big a day for shopping sprees as it used to be, but still significant for retailers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Black Friday should exceed about 10 billion. Small Business Saturday the following day will be about the same, but Cyber Monday will be the biggest day of them all, with sales exceeding $12 to $13 billion at retail.
The markets are open for a half day of trading right now. U.S. stock futures are mixed. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Roll into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The release of the first 13 Israeli hostages who are part of a ceasefire agreement is expected in about 2 hours. There are no reports of fighting since the pause went into effect 7 hours ago. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
As the ceasefire took hold, Israel allowed 2 large tankers of fuel and 2 of cooking gas into Gaza. In Israel, the entire country was eagerly awaiting the release of the first group of 13 hostages, all women and children, that Hamas has agreed to free. Public health official Dr. Chai Levine says some of the hostages had prior health conditions.
We don't know. We need to be prepared to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
The hostages will be taken to hospitals where they will reunite with their families. Linda Gradstein, CBS News, Jerusalem.
39 Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab from East Jerusalem.
The plight of prisoners is a deeply emotive issue for Palestinians. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Society, at least 4 in 10 Palestinian men will spend at least some of their life in Israeli jails.
Police blame far-right agitators for riots in Dublin. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more on the violence.
Stores were looted and public buses, a tram and police vehicles were set alight as spontaneous protests erupted after 3 small children and a carer were injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Police Commissioner Drew Harris condemned last night's violence.
We have a complete lunatic hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology.
The knife attacker, a man in his 50s, was hospitalized with what police believe were self-inflicted wounds. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius was just granted parole after almost 10 years in a South African prison for killing his girlfriend. An unidentified woman has filed a multi-million-dollar civil lawsuit against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, alleging a sexual assault 30 years ago. He denies the allegation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen. I don't even recall who this person is. I've never recalled even meeting them. And, you know, I spent my life protecting people.
It is Black Friday, not as big a day for shopping sprees as it used to be, but still significant for retailers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Black Friday should exceed about 10 billion. Small Business Saturday the following day will be about the same, but Cyber Monday will be the biggest day of them all, with sales exceeding $12 to $13 billion in retail.
The markets are open for a half day of trading right now. U.S. stock futures are mixed. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Roll into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
You are listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The release of the first 13 Israeli hostages who are part of a ceasefire agreement is expected in about 2 hours. There are no reports of fighting since the pause went into effect 7 hours ago. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
As the ceasefire took hold, Israel allowed 2 large tankers of fuel and 2 of cooking gas into Gaza. In Israel, the entire country was eagerly awaiting the release of the first group of 13 hostages, all women and children, that Hamas has agreed to free. Public health official Dr. Chai Levine says some of the hostages had prior health conditions.
We don't know. We need to be prepared to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
The hostages will be taken to hospitals where they will reunite with their families. Linda Gradstein, CBS News, Jerusalem.
39 Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab from East Jerusalem.
The plight of prisoners is a deeply emotive issue for Palestinians. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Society, at least 4 in 10 Palestinian men will spend at least some of their life in Israeli jails.
Police blame far-right agitators for riots in Dublin. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more on the violence.
Stores were looted on public buses, a tram, and police vehicles were set alight as spontaneous protests erupted after three small children and a carer were injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Police Commissioner Drew Harris condemned last night's violence.
We have a complete lunatic hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology.
The knife attacker, a man in his 50s, was hospitalized with what police believe were self-inflicted wounds. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius was just granted parole after almost 10 years in a South African prison for killing his girlfriend. An unidentified woman has filed a multi-million-dollar civil lawsuit against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, alleging a sexual assault 30 years ago. He denies the allegation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen. I don't even recall who this person is. I've never recalled even meeting them. And, you know, I spent my life protecting people.
It is Black Friday, not as big a day for shopping sprees as it used to be, but still significant for retailers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Black Friday should exceed about 10 billion. Small Business Saturday the following day will be about the same, but Cyber Monday will be the biggest day of them all, with sales exceeding $12 to $13 billion at retail.
The markets are open for a half day of trading right now. U.S. stock futures are mixed. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Roll into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
You are listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The release of the first 13 Israeli hostages who are part of a ceasefire agreement is expected in about 2 hours. There are no reports of fighting since the pause went into effect 7 hours ago. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
As the ceasefire took hold, Israel allowed 2 large tankers of fuel and 2 of cooking gas into Gaza. In Israel, the entire country was eagerly awaiting the release of the first group of 13 hostages, all women and children, that Hamas has agreed to free. Public health official Dr. Chai Levine says some of the hostages had prior health conditions.
We don't know. We need to be prepared to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
The hostages will be taken to hospitals where they will reunite with their families. Linda Gradstein, CBS News, Jerusalem.
39 Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab from East Jerusalem.
The plight of prisoners is a deeply emotive issue for Palestinians. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Society, at least 4 in 10 Palestinian men will spend at least some of their life in Israeli jails.
Police blame far-right agitators for riots in Dublin. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more on the violence.
Stores were looted on public buses, a tram, and police vehicles were set alight as spontaneous protests erupted after three small children and a carer were injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Police Commissioner Drew Harris condemned last night's violence.
We have a complete lunatic hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology.
The knife attacker, a man in his 50s, was hospitalized with what police believe were self-inflicted wounds. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius was just granted parole after almost 10 years in a South African prison for killing his girlfriend. An unidentified woman has filed a multi-million-dollar civil lawsuit against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, alleging a sexual assault 30 years ago. He denies the allegation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen. I don't even recall who this person is. I've never recalled even meeting them. And, you know, I spent my life protecting people.
It is Black Friday, not as big a day for shopping sprees as it used to be, but still significant for retailers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Black Friday should exceed about 10 billion. Small Business Saturday the following day will be about the same, but Cyber Monday will be the biggest day of them all, with sales exceeding $12 to $13 billion at retail.
The markets are open for a half day of trading right now. U.S. stock futures are mixed. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Roll into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The release of the first 13 Israeli hostages who are part of a ceasefire agreement is expected in about 2 hours. There are no reports of fighting since the pause went into effect 7 hours ago. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
As the ceasefire took hold, Israel allowed 2 large tankers of fuel and 2 of cooking gas into Gaza. In Israel, the entire country was eagerly awaiting the release of the first group of 13 hostages, all women and children, that Hamas has agreed to free. Public health official Dr. Chai Levine says some of the hostages had prior health conditions.
We don't know. We need to be prepared to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
The hostages will be taken to hospitals where they will reunite with their families. Linda Gradstein, CBS News, Jerusalem.
39 Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab from East Jerusalem.
The plight of prisoners is a deeply emotive issue for Palestinians. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Society, at least 4 in 10 Palestinian men will spend at least some of their life in Israeli jails.
Police blame far-right agitators for riots in Dublin. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more on the violence.
Stores were looted and public buses, a tram and police vehicles were set alight as spontaneous protests erupted after 3 small children and a carer were injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Police Commissioner Drew Harris condemned last night's violence.
We have a complete lunatic hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology.
The knife attacker, a man in his 50s, was hospitalized with what police believe were self-inflicted wounds. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius was just granted parole after almost 10 years in a South African prison for killing his girlfriend. An unidentified woman has filed a multi-million-dollar civil lawsuit against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, alleging a sexual assault 30 years ago. He denies the allegation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen. I don't even recall who this person is. I've never recalled even meeting them. And, you know, I spent my life protecting people.
It is Black Friday, not as big a day for shopping sprees as it used to be, but still significant for retailers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Black Friday should exceed about 10 billion. Small Business Saturday the following day will be about the same, but Cyber Monday will be the biggest day of them all, with sales exceeding $12 to $13 billion at retail.
The markets are open for a half day of trading right now. U.S. stock futures are mixed. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Roll into to the holidays and celebrate with fun, food, and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The release of the first 13 Israeli hostages who are part of a ceasefire agreement is expected in about 2 hours. There are no reports of fighting since the pause went into effect 7 hours ago. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
As the ceasefire took hold, Israel allowed 2 large tankers of fuel and 2 of cooking gas into Gaza. In Israel, the entire country was eagerly awaiting the release of the first group of 13 hostages, all women and children, that Hamas has agreed to free. Public health official Dr. Chai Levine says some of the hostages had prior health conditions.
We don't know. We need to be prepared to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
The hostages will be taken to hospitals where they will reunite with their families. Linda Gradstein, CBS News, Jerusalem.
39 Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab from East Jerusalem.
The plight of prisoners is a deeply emotive issue for Palestinians. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Society, at least 4 in 10 Palestinian men will spend at least some of their life in Israeli jails.
Police blame far-right agitators for riots in Dublin. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more on the violence.
Stores were looted and public buses, a tram and police vehicles were set alight as spontaneous protests erupted after 3 small children and a carer were injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Police Commissioner Drew Harris condemned last night's violence.
We have a complete lunatic hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology.
The knife attacker, a man in his 50s, was hospitalized with what police believe were self-inflicted wounds. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius was just granted parole after almost 10 years in a South African prison for killing his girlfriend. An unidentified woman has filed a multi-million-dollar civil lawsuit against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, alleging a sexual assault 30 years ago. He denies the allegation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen. I don't even recall who this person is. I've never recalled even meeting them. And, you know, I spent my life protecting people.
It is Black Friday, not as big a day for shopping sprees as it used to be, but still significant for retailers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Black Friday should exceed about 10 billion small business. Saturday, the following day, will be about the same. But Cyber Monday will be the biggest day of them all, with sales exceeding $12 to $13 billion in retail.
The markets are open for a half day of trading right now. U.S. stock futures are mixed. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Roll into the holidays and celebrate with fun, food, and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The release of the first 13 Israeli hostages who are part of a ceasefire agreement is expected in about 2 hours. There are no reports of fighting since the pause went into effect 7 hours ago. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
As the ceasefire took hold, Israel allowed 2 large tankers of fuel and 2 of cooking gas into Gaza. In Israel, the entire country was eagerly awaiting the release of the first group of 13 hostages, all women and children, that Hamas has agreed to free. Public health official Dr. Chai Levine says some of the hostages had prior health conditions.
We don't know. We need to be prepared to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
The hostages will be taken to hospitals where they will reunite with their families. Linda Gradstein, CBS News, Jerusalem.
39 Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab from East Jerusalem.
The plight of prisoners is a deeply emotive issue for Palestinians. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Society, at least 4 in 10 Palestinian men will spend at least some of their life in Israeli jails.
Police blame far-right agitators for riots in Dublin. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more on the violence.
Stores were looted and public buses, a tram and police vehicles were set alight as spontaneous protests erupted after 3 small children and a carer were injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Police Commissioner Drew Harris condemned last night's violence.
We have a complete lunatic hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology.
The knife attacker, a man in his 50s, was hospitalized with what police believe were self-inflicted wounds. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius was just granted parole after almost 10 years in a South African prison for killing his girlfriend. An unidentified woman has filed a multi-million dollar civil lawsuit against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, alleging a sexual assault 30 years ago. He denies the allegation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen. I don't even recall who this person is. I've never recalled even meeting them. And, you know, I spent my life protecting people.
It is Black Friday, not as big a day for shopping sprees as it used to be, but still significant for retailers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Black Friday should exceed about 10 billion. Small Business Saturday, the following day, will be about the same. But Cyber Monday will be the biggest day of them all, with sales exceeding $12 to $13 billion in retail.
The markets are open for a half day of trading right now. U.S. stock futures are mixed. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Roll into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The release of the first 13 Israeli hostages who are part of a ceasefire agreement is expected in about 2 hours. There are no reports of fighting since the pause went into effect 7 hours ago. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
As the ceasefire took hold, Israel allowed 2 large tankers of fuel and 2 of cooking gas into Gaza. In Israel, the entire country was eagerly awaiting the release of the first group of 13 hostages, all women and children, that Hamas has agreed to free. Public health official Dr. Chai Levine says some of the hostages had prior health conditions.
We don't know. We need to be prepared to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
The hostages will be taken to hospitals where they will reunite with their families. Linda Gradstein, CBS News, Jerusalem.
39 Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab from East Jerusalem.
The plight of prisoners is a deeply emotive issue for Palestinians. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Society, at least 4 in 10 Palestinian men will spend at least some of their life in Israeli jails.
Police blame far-right agitators for riots in Dublin. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more on the violence.
Stores were looted on public buses, a tram, and police vehicles were set alight as spontaneous protests erupted after three small children and a carer were injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Police Commissioner Drew Harris condemned last night's violence.
We have a complete lunatic hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology.
The knife attacker, a man in his 50s, was hospitalised with what police believe were self-inflicted wounds. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius was just granted parole after almost 10 years in a South African prison for killing his girlfriend. An unidentified woman has filed a multi-million dollar civil lawsuit against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, alleging a sexual assault 30 years ago. He denies the allegation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen. I don't even recall who this person is. I've never recalled even meeting them. And, you know, I spent my life protecting people.
It is Black Friday, not as big a day for shopping sprees as it used to be, but still significant for retailers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Black Friday should exceed about 10 billion. Small Business Saturday, the following day, will be about the same. But Cyber Monday will be the biggest day of them all, with sales exceeding $12 to $13 billion at retail.
The markets are open for a half day of trading right now. U.S. stock futures are mixed. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.